You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Thursday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:50pm with Luke Elder, Andrew Mount and Chris Pimlott in the studio. It's an afternoon of jumps action with National Hunt cards at Carlisle, Ludlow and Newton Abbott. And more in the evening as well on the all-weather poly track at Chelmsford City. So plenty to get stuck into. My name is Mark Walton and joining me in the studio is Andrew Mount. How are you, Andrew?
I'm good, thanks. Mark, how are you? Not seen you since Stephen Powell's stag do.
Yes.
Have you recovered?
I've just about, yes. Yeah, I had to take a week off to recover. Yeah, saw some things that night that will haunt me for the rest of my life.
Yeah, I wish I'd taken a week off. Instead, I drove to Chelmsford the next day, which took me about 3.5 hours.
Oh, I couldn't think of... I can't think of much worse things to do on the day after. Hungover with a 3.5 hour drive.
Yeah, it wasn't much fun.
No. Do you have any winners at Chelmsford, though? Did that... pick you back up?
Funnily enough, no.
Disaster. Oh, dear. Well, we'll move on from that swiftly. And there's not really much going on in the news. It's a bit of a slow news day. But we do have the Racing Post Trophy coming up on Saturday at Doncaster, of course. The final Group 1 of the season. We do have betting out on site as well. Currently headed by Capri, who's one of the many Aidan O'Brien runners still in the decks at this point. 13-8. 2-1 for Yucatan. Rivet is 6-1. 10-1 for Salouen and Sir Dancelot. 12-1 Francis. 14s for the Anvil. 16-1 Contraposto and Douglas MacArthur. Also 16s for Raheen House and Rodani, and 20-1 are bigger for the others. Bit of news today about Sir Dancelot. Ellsworth hoping to pull off another Group 1 surprise as he did with Arabian Queen not so long ago. It is quite a while ago now, isn't it, in the International. Booked Jim Crowley to ride as well, but the market dominated at the moment by Capri and Yucatan. So what do you make of it, Andrew?
Yeah, Capri, the obvious one, as you say, winner of a Group 2 at the Curragh last time on heavy going. And is now unbeaten in 3 starts since his debut when going down by half a length also at the Curragh. I did try and make a case for Sir Dancelot when I was looking at this race on Monday for my Racing Football Outlook column, but I just worry that he was cut back to 6 furlongs last time when winning in listed company at York, having been beaten over 7 on turf the time before, and up to a mile. I'm not sure it's what he needs at this stage of his career, so... I'd be slightly wary about that one. I was quite interested in another outsider. There were Contraposto for David Menuzier. This one has been improving steadily with each start. Finished 5th at 50-1 on debut at Newmarket behind Dubai of Godolphins. And then runner-up at the same price, 50-1 at York next time over 7. And then took a big step forward at Nottingham last time after a short break, stepping up to an extended mile on good to soft going and winning comfortably. So it's a big step up from maiden to Group 1 company, but perhaps Contraposto could sneak into a place. But if I'm being honest and gun to my head time, it's going to be hard to beat Capri.
Yeah, Capri heads the market. Yucatan, another Aidan O'Brien runner. It seems to be that whichever he runs, or if he runs them both, they're going to dominate the market there. But perhaps have a look at Contraposto then at bigger prices. Anything else in your mind? There's not really too much going on in my head.
Just as well, no.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's move on then. Let's get into Thursday's action. Plenty to look forward to there. We've got some of the better jumpers coming back out at this time of year, and we'll look at 3 races over the obstacles and 1 on the all-weather as well, and we'll get Andrew's thoughts on the back of this.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
Right then, we'll go through these in chronological order, starting in the 3 or 5 at Ludlow. This is a novices limited handicap chase. It's over just short of 2 miles, a class 3 event with 7 of them in the lineup here. And I suppose that scuppers it a little bit from an each way angle, Andrew. But what are your thoughts in the 3 or 5?
Yeah, quite an interesting little race this. Some big yards represented. We've got Nicholas Chauvin for Nicky Henderson. It's probably going to take a fair chunk out of the market, but this one doesn't look an easy ride, and I was interested in taking him on. Wears a hood, won in the first time hood at Huntingdon back in May. but since then has been beaten on three occasions, latterly when sort of third at Worcester. And I thought I'll take him on perhaps with After Eight Civiller for the Nick Williams yard. This one was a winner on Chase W at Newton Abbott last time, albeit when Old Guard blundered badly and virtually fell at the first fence. So he was left with very little to beat. But at least he's had a clear round of jumping on his sole chase start. And this is a horse that Nick Williams has always liked and won't be inconvenienced by going right-handed, having won twice this way round over hurdles at Wincanton and Taunton. And this is a horse that's well regarded, should have a future, and can follow up and maintain his 100% chase record.
Okay, that's the selection for Andrew. Then After Eight Civiller in the 3 or 5 at Ludlow. Bit of a sidetrack from that, but I was reading the other day where we get the Civiller name from.
Yeah, that's right. It's
where they're bred, isn't it?
That's right. It's a region in France. There's a river, I think, Civiller.
Yeah.
And it's Gilles Trepanard is the breeder. And so that's where all these Civollas come from.
Yeah, because should have just asked you in the first place, shouldn't I?
Could have done. Yeah. Save yourself a few times. Yeah, I met him at Newbury once. He was invited along for one of Rev's races, and they're very nice gentlemen. And his English is much better than my French. I doubt you're surprised to know.
Yeah. Okay. Let's move on to the 3:55 at Carlisle next. This is a Class 3 handicap chase over 3.25 miles. We've got 10 of them to go to post here, and we've got last year's winning horse back in the lineup, Settled Out of Court, Lucinda Russell's horse, who won the race last year. Can he repeat the performance this time round?
Yeah, possibly. I'm just concerned that last year he went into this race having run the previous month, and this time he's been off the track for 143 days. So I just wonder if the lack of recent run could catch him out. Although he does go particularly well at this time of year. He's had 7 runs during October or November, 3 wins, 3 places, and 1 unplaced effort. So if he doesn't follow up last year's win in this particular race, then he'd be interesting on his next start. So it was, for me, it was a toss-up between Settled Out of Court and Carlisle expert Basford Ben. This is another one I was slightly concerned about, the lack of run since May. But this one's got a great record at the track. And he was beaten on his comeback last year at Carlisle, but that was in a race worth sort of £12,000 to the winner. And he was a 16-1 shot, whereas his Carlisle chase record in races worth less than £10,000 to the winner is 4 wins, a third, a second and a fourth from 7 starts. And he's won 4 of his last 5 starts under the conditions he gets here. Seems to handle any ground, and he just loves bowling along in the front at Carlisle. So I'll take a chance on his fitness and just side with Basford Ben over Settled Out of Court.
Basford Ben then, taking a bit of a chance on that one. The next race we look at is the 4:30 at Carlisle. This one is an intermediate handicap hurdle. It's over 2 miles and 1 furlong. We've got a field of 8 to go to post for this one. We've got quite a few in-form runners as well. It's quite a warm little race.
Yeah, it's a very interesting little contest, this one. So the traditional dancer won at prohibitive odds last time at Kelso on good to firm ground. I'm just worried about him coping with very soft conditions at Carlisle, because it's such a stamina-sapping track. His only other win came on good ground at Perth. So he's yet to win on ground with plenty of cut. And the last time he encountered soft ground, he was only third at Perth, beaten 49 lengths when 13-8 favourite. So I think I'm going to oppose traditional dancer. Other interesting ones, of course, Old Grange Wood for Dan Skelton. This is Dan Skelton's first ever runner at Carlisle, which I thought was significant. And because the yard's in decent form at the moment, most of their horses are running to form. And if they're not winning, they're certainly going well in defeat. And this one has not been seen since finishing third to Impulsive American in a hot handicap hurdle at Ayr last spring. But he's got plenty of form on soft ground. He's shown form when fresh before. So I think Old Orange Wood would be the one I'd side with here.
That's the selection for Andrew there. Then Old Grange Wood in the 4:30 at Carlisle. And the final race we look at is the 7:45 at Chelmsford City. Class 4 handicap over a mile for the three-year-olds and older. We've got a field of 14 here. I thought this was pretty tricky.
Yeah, I was really pleased you gave me this one. It's very difficult. I'm trying to find Something that's sort of got a reasonable reasonable draw, but most of those that were sort of drawn low seem to be hold-up horses or horses who are lacked experience of this track or even having their all-weather debut. So I've gone with one in stall nine, which is Show Me Again for David Dennis. Now, this one's a course and distance winner, so having won here at in November of last year. And he's only had one run at Chelmsford since that, which was last time out. He was a 66-1 shot in the first time cheek pieces, only finished ninth of the 13 runners. But that doesn't tell the whole story, because he was drawn very wide that day out in stall 14. And the winner came from stall 4. Three of the next four home were drawn 1, 2 and 3. And the only one that made the first six places that wasn't drawn low was runner-up Let's Twist from stall 10. But that one broke smartly from his wide draw and made the running. And I thought it was a good effort by Show Me Again to actually finish, you know, relatively close up, going down by about six lengths from his wide draw. He was described as steady start, held up in rear, some headway, no impression, side final furlong, never troubled leaders. Now, David Dennis has got a good record at the track, and I just thought that Ken Stone was beaten ahead here at a big price last week. And I just thought at what should be decent odds again, Show Me Again could well revert to winning ways.
Mm. And I've had a little bit of a tinker around with the headgear again. They tried the tongue tie, then they tried the cheek piece, and now they've tried them together.
Together for the first time. Yeah. So as long as he doesn't get too far behind in the early stages, I think each way on Show Me Again could well pay dividends.
All right, good stuff. As usual, Andrew, let's just have a little bit of a quick summary before you go, if you'll just relay to us your final selections then for Thursday.
Right, 3:05 at Ludlow, after 8, Savola. Then on to Carlisle for the 3:55. I'm with course expert Basford Ben in the hope that he can make all despite the absence. Then the 4:30 at Carlisle, I'm with Old Grange Wood in this intermediate hurdle. And finally on to Chelmsford for a very tricky contest, and I'm going to take a chance on Show Me Again, who should be a big price.
Superb, good work, Andrew. Thank you very much. Good luck, and enjoy on Thursday.
Thank you, Mark.
And Andrew will be in the studio on Thursday. He'll be joined by Luke Elder and Chris Pimlott. We've got a good day of jumping to look forward to. Carlisle, Ludlow and Newton Abbott in the afternoon, and all-weather action in the evening under the floodlights at Chelmsford City. We're live from 1:50 p.m. on William Hill Racing Radio, so do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast, and enjoy Thursday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.